KMJ News Time is 7:50, and it's time to welcome our good friend from the Business Journal, and that would be Gabe Dillard. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Gabe, now, we almost missed you this morning. We got to get you calling a little earlier.
Okay, I'll be on top of that.
just giving you some grief. Hey, there's nothing better when it comes to hospitals than getting on the list that says your safety ratings are top shelf.
Yeah, you know, and it's a real serious vote of confidence, when these local restaurants ends up on these lists. So twice each year, the Leapfrog Group has a list of safety grades for local hospitals. They do it for hospitals all over, 3,000 hospitals all over the country. They look at a bunch of two dozen safety measures, patient injuries, medical and medication errors, infections. They come up with a grade to do that, and Kaiser Permanente actually is kind of a fixture on the list, and once again, they've earned an A for fall 2024. They said they're proud of the achievement. Providing a safe environment for patients, members of the community is a top priority. Also earning A grades are three hospitals owned by the same group, and that's Adventist Health. And those are hospitals in Selma, Hanford, and Tulare. Hanford's a usual top grade earner on that list. Some of the local ones here in the Fresno area, Clovis Community Medical Center received a B, while downtown Fresno's Community Regional Medical Center got a C. St. Agnes also got a C, as did Cahuilla Health in Visalia and Sierra View Medical Center in Porterville. Johns Hopkins Medicine researchers, they estimate that patients are twice as likely to die of a preventable problem at a C, D, or F hospital than an A hospital. And over 50,000 lives would be saved if all hospitals performed the way A hospitals did. It's not too drastic. Like, I've seen these kind of shift back and forth, and not to say any hospital, we'll just let the grades speak for themselves. And you could go to thebusinessjournal.com and see why each of those hospitals are in the grades they did.
We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, if folks haven't seen the new $30 million McLarty Center at Reedley College, wow, this is a spectacular facility.
Yeah, it just opened last week on the campus of Reedley College. I had a chance to attend the ribbon cutting. Uses some of the latest audio technology. Apparently, it has a sensing technology, the audio system. It changes the sound based on the number of butts in the seats, which sounds really cool. And it's kind of looking forward to see some performances there. Harold McLarty is a local tree fruit grower. He donated $1 million to help this project. He's also the first performer. He read a bunch of poems, included one written by his granddaughter. It was actually really touching, and you could go to our website or our YouTube page to see that. This whole design has like this tree motif. It's prevalent through the exterior and the interior. It looks really cool. Took a couple years to build, designed by Darden Architects here in Fresno, built by Seals Construction. They actually lost their superintendent on the project, a young man named Shane Yoakum, before it was completed, and they had a really nice memorial for him. The McLarty Center for Fine and Performing Arts is hosting a series of inaugural concerts in December to celebrate the opening. They're free, and they're free to attend. Be sure to plan on attending if you can out in Reedley College. It's an amazing facility.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, coming from an arts background, it's really impressive when you have a theater or performing arts center that is glorious to look at on the outside, which the McLarty Center does. But then, as you described, when the acoustics are set up in a way that they're going to be, I mean, state of the art, you get the best of both worlds, literally.
Absolutely.
All right. He is Gabe Dillard, joins us every Monday at about 7:50. Gabe, great stuff. We'll talk with you next week.
Talk with you. I'll call earlier, too.